Starting this one off with a deep breath. No coincidence, I start this at 11:11, unintentionally. We're doing this in one take. It's gonna be a bit of a long episode, so I don't know what you're doing, but if you're chilling, find somewhere comfortable, sink in, maybe make a warm tea. Today we're gonna be talking about the laws of the universe. And this topic to me is quite important because when we align with these laws, when we align with the universe, when we align with love, love aligns with us, the universe aligns with us, we begin to flow together. So I have quite a big script, quite a lot of words on paper, and let's just jump right into it, shall we? I'm going to be reading off what I got down, and I may go deeper if I feel called to. And throughout this recording, throughout your listening, keep conscious awareness upon your breath. Your breath controls your sympathetic versus parasympathetic nervous system, which controls and regulates your hormones and your biochemistry, which regulates your thoughts and actions and feelings. So remember to stay present, be with the breath, be in the present moment, and really sink in and drop into the body, the spirit, the breath. Number one, the law of one. Separation is the greatest illusion. When we separate from the illusion of separation and understand the oneness of everything, we begin to align with the universe. Number two, the law of vibration and energy. The entire universe was created from one source. One source of vibratory energy. Number three, law of correspondence. As above, so below. As within, so without. Like attracts like. What you embody, or your emitted vibration, is reflected back to you in your environment and those you encounter. Focus on love and success, and you will succeed and meet others on the same path. This law is also known as the law of attraction. 4. Law of cause and effect. All actions have a reaction. We reap what we sow. Truly, put out love and receive love. Number five, law of resistance. What you resist persists. Resistance is fear, and you must conquer fear. You must acknowledge to deal with them. Avoidance is resistance. 6. Law of transmutation. Transmutation in the hands of a conscious creator has the power to change any reality. It is all up to you. Create high vibrations to transmute lower ones. Make the effort. You can change your life. You are infinite. 7. Law of manifestation. Thoughts and actions are manifestations. All you can conceive and believe you can achieve. All began as a thought. Your future begins in your mind. The only limits you have are those you put upon yourself. 8. Law of belief. Be aware of your internal beliefs. Our actions and our beliefs affect the world around us, conscious or not. Create beliefs and actions in alignment with your heart, your desires, your dreams. Law of actions. Take action towards that which supports your goals and desires. This is required for manifestation. Action equals energy in motion. Use your energy wisely, with awareness, with intention, with purpose. Purpose derived from intention. Law of unconditional love. Unconditional love creates a harmonious life. Love and accept all that is present within your life, without judgment or expectation. Do not try to change or manipulate. It is about pure acceptance, love and acceptance. Even the darkness, for the shadows, the midtones, and the light are what form a full and complete image. Shout out to Infinite Waters. 11. Law of prosperity. The more you give, the more you get. Give more than you take, and prosper. 12. Law of initiation. Challenge is essential for learning and growth. If you are encountering challenge that is a blessing, use it as an opportunity to grow stronger and wiser. We are all experiencing challenge, whether we are on the right path or not. Law of clarity. There is a present misconception that when we give, we are losing, depleting our resources or energy. The truth is, all energy you give comes back to you even stronger. 14. Law of reflection. Ooh, one of my favorites. Your reality is a reflection of your inner world. So many try to create change outside of themselves. The secret is to change your inner world. Then sit back and watch as your progress is slowly reflected back to you in the mirror that is your external reality. People all around you are reflections that you've grown. Shout out to Noble NA. Spotify. 15. Law of fellowship. Find and spend time with like-minded individuals. When you create with people of similar vibration, your collective energy is amplified. Find your tribe. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Find and emit your vibe. 16. Law of gender. All of creation possesses both masculine and feminine energy, the yin and the yang, the Tao. Every yin has a yang, every up has a down, every push has a pull. To find harmony in your relationships, balance these energies, embody the divine feminine, embody the divine masculine, for you are both. After all, you are created from a man and a woman. 17. Law of evolution. All experiences, from our greatest successes to our gravest mistakes, bring with them the opportunity to grow, learn, and evolve. 18. Law of rhythm. Another one of my favorites. We have a tendency to hold a desire for constant progress. Accept both the ebb and the flow. Move with the currents. Don't try to swim upstream. You'll burn out way too fast. 18. Oh, 19. Law of harmony. Harmony works closely with the law of attraction and the law of cause and effect. Harmony is a state of balance. Create positive energy from a place of balance to achieve harmony. Law of polarity, 20. Opposites are just two extremes of the same spectrum. Again, the importance of balance emerges. Balance is key. 21. Law of divine order. Everything happens for and with a reason. The universe does not make mistakes. All of our pain is necessary for our growth and evolution. Seemingly negative events guide us to our path. Love and accept them for how they shape your journey. 22. Universal. Oh, these are 21 universal sublaws to create your highest potential. Clarity, compassion, courage, dedication, faith, forgiveness, generosity, grace, honesty, hope, joy, kindness, leadership, no interference, allowance, patience, praise. That one resonates. I've been finding that I've been receiving so much joy and nourishment from giving out praise and just showing strangers little bits of love for what they're doing, reminding people that they're seen, that they're heard. Patience, praise, responsibility, thankfulness. Remember to be grateful every day. Gratitude brings with it such a magnetic force. More than magnetic, it's fulfilling. Gratitude fills the cup like nothing else. I find on days where I'm most connected to my feeling of, wow, this life is a gift, are the days where I feel most full. 12. Self-love and unconditional love. Reminders to care for ourselves. A lot of the time we neglect ourselves more than we neglect most things. Getting stuck in the external quote-unquote rat race, always doing something, forgetting that we are human beings, not human doings. We have a tendency to get very absorbed in the external, let go of ourselves, lose ourselves. Find yourself. Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Honor your body. Take care of your mind as well. Honor your mind. Give it some silence all the time. Your body's not going to work very well if you're always eating. Your mind's not going to work very well if it's always eating. We are all capable of becoming our greatest versions. And aligning with these laws is a palpable and great place to start. I always say, work with what you have, start where you are, do what you can do. From where you are right now, you are absolutely capable of using the information that I just poured out. Even if it's just one, even if it's just gratitude, even if it's just giving more than you take, or understanding the laws of balance or polarity. The main message I want to leave y'all with is that you don't need these. You really don't need anything. These are kind of like the guiding lights on the highway. And if you stray off, that's okay, you'll find your way. You're equipped with the most powerful machine, organic machine in the world, which is your human body, your spirit, your mind, not even to mention the universal guidance that you have, your ancestors watching over you. Remember to pray and speak to the universe. It listens. Speak to Mother Nature. Apologize to her. What we've done to her is saddening. Humanity has been but a plague on Mother Nature. Our mission is restoration, balance, care, love, regeneration. We are the generation to regenerate. Connect with the heart, go within, allow guidance, but remember that you are the only guide that you need. Remember to breathe, for the breath is the truest guide, and you will be, and you are, a reflection of your breath. The faster you breathe, the faster you think. The slower you breathe, the more thoughtful you are, the more present. A lot of reminders in this episode. In quick format. Maybe you could run it back once in a while. Remind yourself of all these beautiful guiding lights. The only lighthouse you need is your heart. Don't listen to your brain too much. Lose your mind, fall into your heart, find yourself. Love, joy, hope, unity, harmony, and peace out, everyone. Until next time, breathe consciously, and thank you for sharing the breath. One love.